Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and it's so good to be with you today. As you can see, my lovely wife, Jada, is not with us today, but I have a good friend of mine in the ministry, and just a good personal friend. His name is Richard Jones, and Pastor Richard is in St. Louis. I'll let him tell a little bit about himself. Some of you will remember seeing him on the program before, but Richard, go ahead and give him a little bit about your ministry.
Hi, yes. Hello, my name is Richard. I'm in St. Louis, and I'm Mike's friend.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you, it doesn't get any better than that.
my wife and I, we pastor God's House here in St. Louis, and Pastor Mike and I are part of the same minister's fellowship, and it's been a blessing to know him. It was funny, we were talking about being on with you this morning after our intercessory prayer. My associate pastor couldn't remember ever meeting you. And I thought, I'm sure I drug him to some meeting that he's met you. And I said, you know, Mike and Jada, I said, Karen likes those people. And she heard me from the next room. She goes, oh, Jada? Oh, yeah.
Everybody remembers Jada and likes her. It's unfortunate that it's me. They don't. I'm just nondescript. You know what I always tell people? I say, all my life since I've been married, I've either been Jada's husband, Jacob, Joel, or Will's dad, or pastor, you know, and yeah, so, but that's okay. Those are all good things to be remembered by, and we're just, yeah, we met through CGIF, and yeah, it's so good to have you on this morning. We've been talking about do not lose heart, and I tell you what, this is a very, probably one of the most needed topics. Especially with all that's going on in the world today. We've got a war in the Ukraine. We've got a war in Israel. We've got presidential elections. And you know what's really sad? I was visiting with somebody yesterday who was talking about how it's kind of separated their family. Some of their family have said they're not going to talk to them again because, you know, of how the election came out. It's a shame that we've become that divided.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're that divided, I don't know, Richard, what's your thought? I think that's losing heart.
Well, you know, it's par for the course, you know, that we're in. It's actually more of a, it's also a call for us to handle this season with all of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Now, listen, we had to endure the last political season with the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You know, we had to hold on. We had to look for the strength of God. And for many of us, this is not a political encounter. This was actually an episode of spiritual warfare. And we didn't win a war, but we did. Many of us are under the conviction that we won a battle. And, you know, but there are people who are still under the sway of all of this on both sides of the ditch. But this is actually our stewardship as believers, and especially as the fivefold ministers of the body of Christ. You know, everybody used the analogy that that Trump, President Trump, was like a type of Jehu. Well, I reminded my church because we prayed, we fasted. You know, we were leaning into this, and I mean, this has been something that I've been speaking about in detail for the last several months coming up to this. And I said, okay, so we leaned into how Jehu overthrew Jezebel. And everybody loves that analogy. I said, but listen, here's part of the story. There's a decorum about us as believers that we need to embrace. So Jehu got the word from the prophet, launched him on a different direction, the whole journey towards the capital city. You know, there were people flip-flopping, switching sides. And he was drawing lines in the sand, and there was separation. Separation is part of it. He encounters Jezebel. She cusses him with all her face painted up. He calls out who's on the Lord's side. The eunuchs throw her down. And everybody thinks that's the end of the story. Well, no, he goes in. All right. He's got his victory. As many of us, we believe we got a victory on November the 5th. So he goes in to celebrate. It's okay to celebrate a little bit. But we need to be like Gideon's company of 300, not just throw our face and indulge. You know, we need to be on bended knee, one hand, enjoying this celebration proportionally, so that we can keep our eyes open. Because this did, Pastor Mike, didn't Jehu do this? He stopped the celebration. He goes, wait a second. For everything that we just went through, Jezebel is a daughter of a king, and we need to honor her. You guys want to give her a proper burial. Now, of course, there wasn't much left, but that decorum that he showed in the face of that victory, that's what we need to embrace right now.
That's right. You know, that's a good point. And, you know, the scripture says, therefore, since we have this ministry, that's the most important thing. You know, it says, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. Ladies and gentlemen, the first thing to remember is that we are a child of God and that we have received a ministry, and that's the ministry of reconciliation.
Right.
We're to reconcile the world to God and the world to each other. But how can we reconcile if we stick it in their face? And so we want to make sure. And now listen, I'm very excited. I think the last 4 years, in fact, we're going to get into this, but I think the last 4 years, darkness has increased. Absolutely. Because of the leadership that we've had. So now we have an opportunity to return the light and let the light increase. And always remember this, though, where sin abounds, grace does abound much more. And we lose sight of that. And so we can take heart today because God is with us. He still has a purpose for us, still has a purpose for our nation. And so it's important that we move forward in that and understand that. Now, Pastor Richard, I know the other day, and you can give people your website because I think they need to go listen to what you said Sunday to get the full understanding, because we won't have time for that on here. But you made mention that the Lord had spoke to you right before the 2020 election and said Trump would not be elected, which went across against the grain of all the popular prophets of America. So, you know, Trump will win. And, you know, and I had the same leading. I didn't have it quite like you had. I just didn't understand. I didn't know. But just give us a little background and bring us up to
mind. Here's the office of the prophet has existed throughout the Old and New Testament. But in the New Testament, it changes as part of the fivefold gifting. And the Bible says we know in part and we prophesy in part. So prophets are now supposed to be the see-all, tell-all, the only link to get a word from God, and everything rests on them. Listen, we're just one of five, all right? And my primary gifting is a pastor, but I move as a prophet also. But the best we're ever going to have is parts. And so I got significant parts about the election. And thank you for talking about that. The best way, if you'd like to see it, follow me here, connect with me on Facebook, and it's listed on my profile on our ministry page. You can hear all about those dreams. But we just have parts. And part of the reason for that, Mike, is that the body of Christ is never meant to be a one-man show or a one-woman show. We are desperately dependent upon one another by the design of Jesus. Jesus made it that way. Yeah. Apart from him, we can do nothing. If we're not connected to him, you're not going to get anything done. And it's almost like the greatest commandment. And along with that, if we're not connected with each other, it's not going to get done. I saw a part about the election that was not measuring up with the popular prophets, the flavor of the day message that everybody was marketing at that time. Yeah. Now I had to, and we go into detail about that, talking about the dream, the message that I shared the last 2 weeks, but last week was the most detailed. So but by all means, go back and, you know, look at that. But it depicted how that we are dependent upon each other. We're not going to get this thing done unless we all get it done.
That's right. And that's where we need to take heart. Because it is not a one-man show. The only one we're relying on is Jesus. Right. That's it. Put your trust in the Lord. You know, well, the scripture talks about some trust in horses and some in chariots. But as for me, I will trust the Lord. And that's the most important thing, is trusting God. Now, you can find this at God's House, Richard Jones Ministry on Facebook. And I admonish you to go and watch. It was a great, I think it lasted about 45 minutes to an hour, But yeah, it was great. And then he's going to finish up again this week.
Huh? Yeah. It was our Sunday night service. So you can find it on my profile, Richard Jones. It's broadcast from our ministry page, God's House Richard Jones Ministry.
And I'll put a link up on my Facebook so that people can go and find it. But I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, you need to catch up on this. I think what caught my attention was most people really lost heart after the 2020 election.
Yeah.
And it was a shame the way it all went down, honestly.
Yeah. And it wasn't just one hit. It was multiple hits. And listen, and then there were multiple hits. The hits just kept coming for 4 years. We're like, oh my gosh, we lost? Oh, well, there's got to be a mistake. Oh, there's going to be a recount. So we got encouraged again.
Yeah.
You know, and then, oh, the recount didn't pan out. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, surely Mike Pence is going to step in and January the 6th happened. And then you had people repenting for prophesying, and that devastated people. I won't mention names, but there's a national ministry who hosted a lot of these guys on their media outlet. And I remember watching this guy when he got up, and I could feel his heart. He got up to repent. He said, listen, we were wrong. We missed it. He goes, but here's the thing. He goes, there are people backsliding over this. They were losing heart, Pastor Mike.
Yes.
And there are people whose ears, you're still not right.
Yeah.
Because you've lost heart. You've lost hope. And so, you know, it's time to pick up the pieces. It's time to shore one another up. That's time to encourage that, hey, listen, this actually was the hand of God to bring us to this place. Was everything God's will? No. Okay. But this is the hand of God here for now at this time. If your knees got weak during this time, we need to come and lift you up. If your hands wilted down at this time, listen, you need a couple of fellas come and lift you back up. You can't do it yourself.
Yeah.
Victory is before us.
Right.
But you're going to have to encourage your heart. You're going to have to lift up your eyes again. Lift your heart up again. Be encouraged again. Lift up your eyes to where your help comes from. And your help comes from the hill of the Lord.
Come on. Man, I tell you what, brother, that's a good word. And, you know, I was thinking about this. I think these last 4 years have shown us that if the church doesn't do its job, if it doesn't rise up and take its place, that this is what's going to happen to our country.
Yeah,
it was a look into the future of what could happen. But if the church will do what it's supposed to do, which is to pray consistently. In fact, there's a scripture. I wished I had marked it down, but it talks about not growing weary, but praying always. Yeah. And so it would behoove us to learn to pray. And, you know, because we've won, not we've won, but because the Lord has brought some victory for us.
Yeah.
It's really important that we now take this to heart and start pressing forward in the spirit and walking in love toward people. In fact, I was seeing clips on X and TikTok of people who have really been distraught because Kamala did not win the election. Now, listen, their hope was not in Kamala. They have no hope at all because they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And instead of us mocking and making fun and saying, this is what's happening to the other side, and it's cool. Listen, we need to put on sackcloth and ashes, repent and pray and take the light to people, take the gospel to everyone that we can.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually that's what this is for. And listen, what we saw rise, the darkness, the evil, the stuff that just like, you know, are you serious? This is where people are at? Are you kidding me? The stuff we saw rise in the past 4 years, Pastor Mike, that did not get erased.
That's right.
It's not going to get erased. That is a foretaste of what is coming upon the earth because it's the system of the Antichrist.
That's right.
Did not go away. The best that we could get, and let me tell you what happened. It got pushed back and the pause button got hit. That's all.
That's right.
That's all. It's not going away. So when this thing comes upon the earth, you just got a taste of what it's going to look like. A small taste
of
what it's going to look like.
That's right. And so God has stopped things from the darkness side, so that now we can advance the light. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just looking, and we're out of time. Now, tomorrow we're going to pick this back up. Richard is going to be back on here with me, and he's going to give you a little more insight into the dream. I admonish you, please go to Richard Jones' profile on Facebook and watch the service from Sunday night. Very eye-opening. And it was, I tell you what, it really answered some questions for me. I knew that he wouldn't win. I just didn't understand why. And now that he's won this time, it brings a lot more clarity to what might be going on in the realm of the spirit. So basically, what am I saying? I'm saying, do not lose heart. Yeah. I'm saying right now, we've received a ministry and God's going to see it to the finish. Amen. Anything you want to wrap up with, Richard, before I close this thing?
No, we'll be on with you tomorrow. Thanks for having me on. And it's good to have RJ with PM in the AM.
Yeah, man, I tell you. Hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us today. Listen, it's always good to be with you. And we'll be back tomorrow. Be sure and like us. Be sure and follow us. Be sure and, you know, go on YouTube and become a subscriber. And so we love you. And we'll see you again tomorrow morning right here. Same bat time, same bat channel for more of PM and the AM as we wrap this up on Not Losing Heart. God bless everybody. Have a good day.